All right, and welcome to the second season, the 22nd episode of Charlie and Me. If you're not our friends and family, we have no clue why you're listening. If you are our friends and family, we got a fun one lined up. A little bit of family from Charlie's side coming in hot, and we're pretty excited. So, Charlie, tell me.
Grant, first off, great intro. You nailed it.
Thank you.
It's a lot of twos. Second season, 22nd episode.
I was a little nervous.
I waited this time until you were done in order to interject. But well played. You did good.
I tried my best.
It's showing. Your work, your dedication is showing. Anyway, Grant, you and I, we road trips to Minnesota this weekend. Different purposes, though.
Did a road trip. Charlie was going for a wedding. I was going for a party.
I mean, there's a party at the wedding, but.
Yeah,
anyway,
maybe.
Bygones. So went to cousin's wedding. Congratulations, Sam and Zoe. It was amazing. Like a 20-minute ceremony. It was hilarious. They had their little anecdotes that they like during the wedding and made it them. And then
I always liked it.
Yeah, like they did like the peace be with you, like, you know, a way to bring the whole group together, and like you can do it the corny way and then just to stick out the hand. And, you know, very formal, hey, peace with you, nice to see you, hello, you know, formal. And then Zoe's family is very warming, welcoming, I mean, not that the popcorns are, but very much more, oh, hey, how you doing, and big hug and everything. So, like, you can do it either way, any way that makes you comfortable. But
I love
it. Say hi to everyone. And I was like, that's beautiful. So stuff like that. It was a great ceremony, great cocktail hour, great food. They did family style food, so big fan of that.
Oh, always a fan of family style. Anytime you can introduce family style to any portion of my life, I'm in, because it means that
you
socialize all costs.
Yeah. So raviolis, some chicken is great, and then dilly bars for dessert. I haven't had a dilly bar in forever, and I realized I really, really, really missed dilly bars.
Dilly dilly.
And then they had a live band who only played 90s music, which is right up my alley.
You don't say. No shit, really?
I lost my voice like halfway through. It didn't last long. It was Bohemian Rhapsody. You hit Bohemian Rhapsody, good night. My voice gone after that.
Little Freddie Mercury's blowing you up, huh?
How do you expect me to get through a Scally Moosh without losing my voice?
Galileo, 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 let me go.
And the last thing I guess I'll say about this, for the, like the drunk food they bring out, Devani's Pizza.
Oh, big deal.
I hadn't had Devani's in such a long time.
That's like, a big deal for St. Paul, Minneapolis.
I used to live on this stuff. It was so good to have it again.
I love it.
It's great.
Sounds like a really fun wedding. Sounds like
a great time. I will say, I held out on not riding a scooter.
The bird scooters?
All my family's riding scooters. The bird scooters or Lime scooters or all the different, they have like four different brands there. It's really confusing.
Yeah.
I held out all weekend. I held out without riding one. So I stayed true to myself on that one.
I respect it. I still have never ridden one, and I'm proud of you. I kind of want to ride one, though. I probably will.
They do look fun.
The one thing I will say is I just feel like I'm gonna crash. Like, I can just see myself going down. That's why.
I just feel more comfortable on a bike, because you have to be in the road and everything, so I just feel more comfortable on a bike.
Yeah. Either way, I digress.
But yeah, Grant, so while I was at the wedding, what were you up to?
I went to Northern Wisconsin, Ryan Trapp's cabin.
Northern Minnesota.
Yeah, Northern Minnesota.
Wisconsin. Minnesota.
Oh, pardon me. I went to Northern Wisconsin. Minnesota. Man, it's tough. I went to Northern Minnesota. I went up there, 2 hours north of the cities, Ryan Trapp's cabin.
You have vacation brain. So
we were good. I'm on vacation brain right now. I am literally in, now I'm in Northern Wisconsin. So cut me some slack.
This is true.
And, I've been just on vacation for the last since the last time we talked, basically. And
exactly, like, yeah.
And yeah, it's been great. I've been pretty laid back. I did have to do a little work up here. That's always weird.
Gotta get the bread, but...
And you're like,
maybe not that much bread.
Yeah, maybe you should just make that bread French toast and kill it. Whoa. So, yeah, it's been good, though. Pretty laid back, pretty fun. Really vacation brain, though. I've been really scatter-minded, not thinking about anything. And then I was
pretty jealous of you.
Okay. I'm going to say one thing, though.
Okay.
Apparently, our listeners are very upset with our lack of scheduling.
I can understand that one.
I took a poll of the room. And I've heard a couple people say, I really like when it came out every Tuesday.
It's been Thursday pretty consistently, though.
If we just moved to Thursday, you think people would be upset?
I think going forward, we'll make a better effort to get them out on Tuesdays again.
We need to make a better effort to make it a more consistent schedule. And we heard the listeners. We recognize that it's been a problem. We'll bring it back around. All right?
I'll take most of the blame on this one. Honestly, I try to front load my work schedule Mondays and Tuesdays, and it's been killing the podcast. So, listeners, I apologize. I'll do better for you.
All right, so it's Charlie's fault. I'll take that. Yeah. otherwise, been great golfing. Heard a little bit about how we haven't been on a good schedule for everybody else, I guess. That's the weird part. I guess this our podcast is about everybody else now.
But we do it for the people, Grant.
I'll take it. We do it for the people. For the people, by the people, from the people.
Different companies thing, I think we should.
Is it? Which company?
I think it's
a company called like the United States of America.
Yep.
It's a pretty big one. Just check it out sometime. Yeah, they do a lot of work here and there.
They do okay for themselves.
A couple contracts. All right, we got a good podium. A podium Charlie's recently experienced, I believe.
Yep, that's the inspiration was there.
Inspiration was from Charlie, and I like it. So it is the podium of airport food.
Airport food. What food are you grabbing at the airport?
I'm going to let you go first, Charlie.
Yes, personal pizzas.
That wasn't even on my list, so that was... Go ahead, take them.
It was number one A, and number one B on my list. Personal pizzas.
Personal pizzas. Like,
I really enjoy taking my pizza back to the gate and just eating it. Personal stuff. The O'Hare Airport has some really good deep dish pizza that I found. Terminal C. You gotta get the deep dish.
All right, cool.
If you ever in O'Hare, Terminal C.
All right, not what I was thinking about at all. Mine, I guess if we're going down that path, I'm gonna go with some good old McDonald's.
That's my number two.
Cause you know I'm gonna snag like a 10-piece and fries on my way to the jet.
I had it on Sunday, 10-piece and fries.
Smash the fries.
It's pretty much one of two occasions I'll eat McDonald's. Hungover or in the airport. That's pretty much it, really.
I'll be honest, I'll have McDonald's like here and there when I'm just getting a little salty taste in my mouth and I just need a little. I'll do it. I'll get after it.
Good for you.
Okay.
My number two, it's not really a meal, but again, it's kind of specific to O'Hare. I spent a lot of time in O'Hare. Garrett's popcorn.
Touche, I like that.
They have the stand, it's right outside security.
Yep. No, it's right there when you go through it's like the fifth or seventh, I don't remember the exact number, but it's like the fifth or seventh checkpoint. And it's right there. Yeah.
Like, I put my belt on, look up, Garrett's. Like,
okay. Put my belt on, look up, popcorn.
Yeah.
Like every place else.
It's a pretty good way like to also the long delay. Like if you're there early.
Right.
It's a good way to eat you can eat it on the go and just walk around and eat it.
Exactly. And you can just run on it. You can also bring it as a gift to people.
People do love you for that one.
People think it's like, wow, you brought me popcorn, this is cool.
No, I just didn't eat it all.
Yeah, I just couldn't finish it, sorry. But still, you can be like, thanks.
Great point.
I feel like I'm in airports in the morning a lot, so I'm going right with Starbucks.
Get the Starbucks. Again, what's your order?
Tall dark roast. No. Grande dark roast. Otherwise, I get a little, like, bagel.
Yeah.
And a Fiji water.
I'm a big, their coffee bread. Starbucks coffee bread. Not bad.
Oh, who has some? I'm not gonna take it. Go ahead. Go ahead. But yeah, coffee. Okay, just because I'm there so early, I feel like most of the time I always book the cheapest flights, and it's, that means I'm at the airport at like 5:30 in the morning. So it's like, ah, screw it.
I hear you. Third one, a little controversial, might not consider like food, but Mentos. I don't know why, but almost always will pick up a pack of Mentos, the cherry kind.
I think that's probably a pretty good bet. So my last one is going to be Snickers bars.
Oh, great last one.
Nothing. I always pick up a Snickers bar to have with my coffee.
That's Snickers bar is one of my go-to gas station purchases. But I don't know why. Whenever I get to the airport, that's the only time I ever buy Mentos is in the airport. But I think I went through a phase when I was like 9, 10, 11 years old, and I did it like religiously and just stuck with me.
I like it. I like it a lot. What do you say we bust the interview? We got a good family-oriented interview. We'll bust into it here. All right, now we welcome on Charlie's cousin, a family member of the podcast, I guess. Does that count?
Good way to say it.
Yeah. Elizabeth, I don't even have your last name on here, so you're just Elizabeth, so congratulations. You are the one, the only Elizabeth. Elizabeth, welcome on.
Thank you.
Okay. can't blame you. So we start every interview the same. The question we always ask is, what is your favorite Charlie and me moment? I'm recognizing that you have zero me moments. What's your favorite Charlie moment?
So many great ones to choose from. I know. It's okay.
Yeah, definitely. I'm just trying to think. We've known each other for a long time, so I have to think about a lot of memories.
Especially 23 years?
Well, I'm
22. 22, but you're a matter of days. Your birthday is actually really close.
Yes, it's almost my birthday, so we can take some extra time to celebrate me.
When's your birthday?
August 22nd.
Mine's the 23rd, so.
Nice!
Congrats, we can celebrate at midnight, but on the 22nd.
Okay. Sorry, I'm still trying to think of a memory.
Yeah, he's not that memorable anyway. I had to tattoo it on my ass to remember his name, so.
Right. One time when we were little, me and Charlie and two of our other cousins all went to surf camp together. And I was really scared. So, like, every day we went to surf camp, I would, like, move down a level, and they would, like, stay in their level, so I didn't see them all week long. But that's fun that we went to surf camp together.
That is right. We rode way to California.
Yeah.
So cool. Hampton.
Charlie was wearing his goggles in the ocean.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds like Charlie. You gotta see the ocean.
So, okay, I went with him when I was surfing, boogie boarding, different story. Cool thing of it, so I wear glasses, I wear his gnome, and my goggles were prescription goggles, because I didn't have contacts back then.
Okay.
So, it's not like it's seeks, legally blind almost. So, necessary precautions.
Yeah, all the Californians were making fun of us, though, because of the ocean.
You could tell we saw John. We were standing in the first day, and like, you guys aren't from here. Like,
yeah.
I think Amy and our aunt called ahead, like, just letting you know, they're not one of us. So treat them accordingly.
They are Iowans, so just be respectful.
Yeah, exactly. It was a fun time, though. And then, remember the saltwater swimming pool that we went to?
Yeah.
Wow, like, you guys are awesome.
I went to the saltwater swimming pool because I was mine, and I remember just blowing my mind.
So, that kind of brings me to an interesting transition, mainly because a saltwater pool was interesting to Charlie. Does that, is Charlie like a cool cousin? I mean, everyone has them. There's like the cool cousin, like the cousins, and then like the nerdy cousins. To me, I feel like Charlie would kind of fall in like the nerdy category, but it's totally up to you.
Okay, so there's a lot of cousins. There's 16 of us.
I come from 23, so I know. I know what it's like.
Okay. No. And we're all really spread out. So I would definitely say that I'm like leading the charge of the cool cousins. But I guess he's like
toot toot. So the consensus is he fits in, like you're, but you're leading the charge.
Yeah. Like I am the coolest cousin, 100%.
All right,
I'll take that. I mean, you know the podcast, so it makes sense.
Right. Oh, how many cousins have been on the podcast?
Jack, and Brian, and
my sister.
Your sister. Okay. That's a cousin.
So you're four, right? Yeah. Okay. Number four.
Didn't even make the podium.
If I was 12, I was going to be super offended.
Yeah, that's top 25%.
Right, I can handle that.
Yeah. pretty high regard right there.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Now, guess how many cousins know about the podcast?
maybe 25%.
My dad started listening, though, after last weekend when we were talking about it.
Really? He's
a listener.
Mm-hmm. We gotta shape up then.
Yeah, as you say, I'm very concerned about what people's parent or people's family thinks about me once they start listening to this podcast.
Never know. Yeah, some fun stories get hatched up.
And Charlie, that rubs off on you because we're friends. So.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, it's two-way street. It's a two-way street for sure. Okay, so Elizabeth, you lived with my parents actually for a year.
Yes, I did.
And both me and sister actually moved out. So how was that? Like, what was? Was it interesting? Best part of it was, let's hear about it.
It was so fun. I am best friends with your parents now. We hang out all the time now that I moved out. I lived in Charlie's old room, surrounded by all of your, like, little league trophies and your cross-country banner and stuff.
He only had, like, two trophies. Let's not make it too big of a deal.
He has a lot of trophies.
And they all said, thanks for participating?
Yep.
So I lived with your parents, and we hung out every single night. I actually hung out with Grant's mom, too. I would go over to Mrs. Studdy's to get dinner twice a week.
Ooh.
And we had a blast, and we're all best friends now. Hi, Eric. I miss you. Just kidding. I'm going to the lake with them this weekend.
Well,
oh my gosh. Okay, actually, let me just preface this by saying your dad is such a good cook. I eat dinner with him every night. But the favorite meal that I had the entire time we were there was Mrs. Studdy's. She made pork chops and potato salad, and it was the best meal I've ever had. But I really liked.
Had it last night.
Uncle Eric's favorite meal, I really like when he makes enchiladas.
Can't say I haven't had those in quite some time because it passed on that dinner.
Oh, but, okay.
Yeah, but it is a big favorite dessert, my mom, I don't know.
Yeah, they also got me to start liking broccoli while I was there, so I feel like I grew a lot as a person.
You gotta have to. It cooks broccoli everything.
I know, it's so good.
It's very important to eat your greens.
I know that now. Before, I did not understand, but I understand.
And that kind of slides me to my next segment, too.
Oh, wow.
I realize, so you studied social work, is that correct?
Yes.
So kind of like a social or mental or health. I mean, I'm going to put it in the health category. Throw it in there.
I work in like the health field, so yeah.
Yeah, I'll throw it in the health category. So they're all big buckets, you know. Charlie works with a bunch of nerds, and I don't even know what I do. I just show up for vacation every day.
Okay.
So that being said, what made you want to go into the social work field, and further, what would you, how do you, like, what's your elevator pitch for what you do every day?
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, I started 2 days, or two weeks ago, so I honestly don't even know what I do yet. I'm still learning.
That's the best time to work. I don't really know what I do. Like,
yeah. I literally wander around all day long, and people find me eventually and point me in the right direction. But I got into social work because I'm a very, very social person. I love spending time with people, and I didn't really know that social work was a profession outside of, like, DHS, which is the people who remove kids. I didn't know that there were, like, fun social work jobs, and then when I got to college, I found out that there's this profession where you literally hang out with people all day, every day, and, like, just have fun, and so I do that now because it's so fun. But
that kind of sounds like a bartender.
Yeah, literally like a bartender, but I know like therapeutic strategies.
That's a good.
I was gonna say my bartender just knows how to pour a shot of Jameson, and then we're good.
I can do that too. So
jack of all trades over here.
Right.
That's awesome. I will tell you, you're very social. Just so I think you found the right calling. If I do so, okay.
I'm not picking up on that
say
at all.
So myself.
No way. I'm picking up on that.
So you mentioned that you just started working 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
I know with that came a big move.
Yes.
Living by yourself now. What, how do you like it? Do you like it? Is there that you can get used to?
Last night was the first time that I got, like, scared, like, living by myself. But so far, I think I like it. Like, since moving to my new apartment, I go to work all day, and then I've been, like, hanging out with friends every night. So it doesn't really feel like I live by myself. But I definitely feel like a grown-up.
Yeah. I would say the first couple of months was kind of a big transition period for me.
Yeah.
And then, that changed my space, so.
You really grow out of that grown-up ideal really quick, though. You know, once you realize that you just have to pay the bills once a month, you kind of forget about it all, and then comes back around, and then the next thing you know, you're back to where you started paying the bills again.
Yeah, I'm so excited to get a paycheck, though. I did unpaid internships for the last year and a half, so next Friday is going to be, like, the best day of my life.
Well, as my grandma would say when she gave me a dime, don't spend it all in one place.
You're right. That might be a problem.
Our grandma's very similar phrase, so I think it's ingrained. Last question we ask everyone is the tattoo question. I don't know if you're a tattoo person that ever considered getting one, but in this scenario you have to. What are you getting and what are you putting in?
Oh my gosh. When my dog died, who was the light of my life, rest in peace, Trixie, you are missed. I seriously tried to talk my sister into getting a tattoo of her paw print. And I didn't think about where I'd get it. Maybe on my foot so I can hide it, because that's, like, kind of embarrassing. But I, like, seriously wanted a tattoo of my dog's paw print, because I was so sad when she died.
You can get it on your upper ass, and you can hide it forever.
That's a very good answer. I love when people end up, like, true to themselves answers. I appreciate it.
Yeah, that's very true to myself.
Because this whole question started me. I'm like, not gonna know. I really want a tattoo. I have no idea what I want. It's really me pandering to see what people are talking, like what people want. Maybe I'll spice.
It's paw print.
So maybe I'll get Lucy's paw print.
Yo, you can get my paw print. I'll do it.
That's true.
Maybe I just want to get a tattoo. I don't know.
I'd love to get Grant's paw print.
All right, so we'll enter. We got a little game for you here to wrap us up. The game is a spelling bee. You may know Charlie is a phenomenally bad speller.
Yeah, I've learned that.
So basically how it goes is you guys each get two words, and basically whoever can get the first round, you can steal. If you can get two right in the first round, you're going to win. Charlie probably won't get two right in the first round because I'm going to hit him hard. So here we go. Charlie, you're up first. If you can't get it right, Elizabeth can steal. So here we go. Your first word is guardianship.
What?
Guardianship, like a transfer of guardianship between my mom and my dad.
GUARDIONSHIP. Damn it.
Elizabeth, can you get it?
GUARDIANSHIP.
10-4, boss. She got it right. Sorry, Charlie.
One little letter. devastation.
All right, Elizabeth, if you can get this right, you'll win. You ready?
Ready.
Petitioner.
What?
I would have to... We would have to have someone be a petitioner to change guardianship.
Okay. P-E-T-I-O-N. Petitioner. E-R.
And Charlie?
Yeah. Hold on. Yeah. Give me 2 seconds. Oh, this is not... This is not good.
This is kind of a hard one.
This is hard.
Petitioner.
Holy shit, did you Google that?
No.
I cannot lose to you.
Wow, that's impressive. All right, this now we're coming down to sudden death. Each one gets their own. You cannot steal. Charlie. Your word is educational.
I'll do this one.
Educational.
Let's go. Turn on.
That's right. All right, Elizabeth. Your word is inspector.
I-N-S-P-E-C-T-O-R?
Correct. You didn't lose. We ended on a tie because I like to let Charlie have ties here and there. It's kind of like soccer. I don't really care for it.
Right. To me, is a win. It's great.
Thank you for having me. I'm so honored.
It was a fun time. We really appreciate it. We'll have you on again soon.
Perfect. I'll hold you to it.
All right.
Bye. Okay, bye.
That was a lot of fun. Really enjoyed that interview. Never knew Charlie could be such a great cousin.
Oh, I'm pretty great, not gonna lie.
Yeah, well, don't.
Own it deep down.
Don't toot your own horn.
It's always nice to hear it from other people. No.
I wouldn't toot your horn too big. I'm interested.
Let's wrap this up.
I'm interested as well, before we wrap it up too much, I'm also interested if people actually listen to the I didn't check the statistics in the last one at all. Did people actually listen to the one that we barely even, the quote-unquote vacation episode when I was entering on vacation?
I mean, we're both on I took that day off, next day off, vacation day.
We just, we vacationed and literally no statistics around it.
It's like 25 minutes long.
It was a short one.
Yeah.
Although I was told by some people that, quote unquote, we don't need a guest.
Quote unquote, we don't need a guest.
They know who they are.
They know. You know who you are.
They said that specifically, and I said, I don't know. Keeping the conversation alive between the two of us is actually a little more difficult than you think.
We talk so much.
We only talk like every day.
Yeah. But I've suggested a couple of times no guests, and then we start thinking about it and like trying to plan for it, and you're like, let's just call someone. And usually I think it works out.
The no guest is not fun. The no guest is, it's a lot more work.
We actually have to plan more.
We have to like think about the segments for ourselves, and we're like, I want these for somebody else. Yeah.
We can't rely on someone to say something creative, and then we can just take it from there.
Exactly. We just want someone else to say something that we can then build off of for the next like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then waste 5 minutes of your time. So, and that being said, just let you know.
Okay, Grant, let's hear your quote.
My quote, it's a real long one. It's from a book I read, and I like it. You ready?
Go for it.
But art is the most unnatural minion of the state. Not only is it created by fanciful people who tire of repetition even more quickly than they tire of being told what to do, it is also vexingly ambitious.
Yep.
I just thought it was a really well-written sentence, so that's really why I read it, but I digress. Gentlemen of Moscow.
Grant, this one's for you. Dedication. This one's for you. A vacation is having nothing to do and all day to do it.
Robert. Man, I've been doing that for like a week.
Robert Orban.
Robert knows what's up. Deuces.